Hi FM, 101.9 megahertz of life.
Mervyn Abrahams, Program Coordinator at the Peter Maritzburg Economic Justice and Dignity Forum. Good morning. Thanks for joining us once again. How are you doing?
Good morning, Howard. I'm doing well, thank you. And yourself?
I am well, thank you. But it is a real concern, because it's not as though people haven't been under pressure until now.
No, Howard, I mean, it's a real concern, because food prices are constantly increasing. I mean, last month we saw a slight dip, the month before we saw a very slight dip. But now it's back on the increase again, and with all the petrol increases and the electricity increases, which has just come through and which is working its way through the value chain, prices are definitely on the upward trend, and that is alarming, because incomes have been eroded and savings have been eroded due to COVID. So there really is no more money to pay for these increases. The only solution now is to cut back on what you are eating, and therein lies major health problems and so on for the country.
And morale as well, which I'm very concerned about, because when people have nothing to look forward to and nothing to be positive about, when you're heading towards a festive season and you can't celebrate a little bit more or celebrate life and you celebrate your family the way you'd like to, it is very, very problematic.
Yes, exactly, because food, let's remember, is not only that which gives us energy. Food is also a very much a social, it's a religious, it's a ritual, plays various functions, amongst which is religious functions and rituals and parties and bringing people together. So it's very difficult to do all of these without having access to sufficient and nutritious food. And so we have to, as a country, begin to prioritize that. Of course, how you do it is really so critical, and complex.
So what is the solution? Is there a solution to this? Are there organizations that are helping? Is government going to be stepping in during this period to assist people a little bit more? How does this play out?
So the first, I mean, there is emergency response, and I think the emergency response from the part of the state was to reintroduce the 350 Rand social relief grant. And that is an emergency relief. And then, of course, NGOs, etc., are doing relief. But Howard, what we are seeing at the moment is structural inflation on food. We are not going to see the food basket come down again to 2,000 or 3,000 Rand. It's in the range of 4,000, and that's where it's going to stay. So I think we need to start making structural and systemic changes. We have to make changes to the food system. The Competition Commission has come out with a report that shows that our food system is extremely highly concentrated. There are too few players in the value chain. And because there are so few players in the value chain, they can basically set prices. So we have to open up our value chain and bring more players in. That's the first. The second is we actually have to start producing food closer to the table where it is eaten. So a more localized and a more diversified food system that brings more players into the system. As long as we continue with our industrial and our commercial in agricultural system that is export focused, we will not be able to create affordable food for the people in South Africa. Because as we've seen with maize, we've had a bumper crop of maize, and yet maize is 10% more expensive than it was last year. Why? Because a lot of our maize are being exported, and so the local prices are now tracking export prices. So it's almost of no value to South Africa that we've had the bumper crop, other than it is bringing in foreign exchange and money from foreign markets. So that therein lies the solution, and of course that is a very complex issue.
Because I keep hearing that we don't have a food shortage, we've got a logistics problem, which really goes to exactly what you're saying about making sure that the source of food is closer to its recipients.
Yes. We don't have a food shortage. South Africa produces more food than we consume. It is about getting food from one place to another, logistics, as you said. And because we grow food so far away, we are so exposed to logistics. So when petrol prices increase, for instance, it immediately impacts the price of most of our fresh vegetables and meat, etc. So can we create that value to that supply line closer to the table? It will, in many cases, bring down prices and makes us less exposed to petroleum prices. But also, it has the possibility of breaking up the big industrial farming complex and bring more players into the field.
Is government taking this seriously enough?
It seems that we, I mean, my perception, of course it's merely a perception, is that there is seriousness on the part of government to say we need to deal with this problem. But then what the other areas of it, so there's other unintended consequences. One example would be, so government says we want to make food affordable, but then Eskom and the municipalities go and increase electricity.
Right.
Electricity is a major input cost to food production, and of course it's a major input to food preparation. We can't prepare, I mean nobody can eat maize meal or potatoes or rice without it having gone through a process of cooking. So there is not a full understanding of exactly how the system works. And unless we have an understanding of how the system works, we are never going to resolve this problem in the long term, and we're going to remain committed to emergency relief.